The investigation into AIG, it's over.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. After 2 years, the U.S. Justice Department is hanging up its probe of insurance giant AIG. The company received more than $180 billion in one of the biggest bailouts in American history. Well, that stirred lots of resentment, but it wasn't enough to prove criminal actions. Marketplace's Janet Babin is with us live this morning. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Bill.
So what exactly was the Justice Department looking into?
Well, the criminal investigation centered on the top people who ran a unit of the company called AIG Financial Products based in London. This was a sector of the company that sold billions of dollars of credit default swaps, those insurance-like contracts. They were kind of like bets on mortgages that turned out to be worthless. But apparently, prosecutors were unable to find enough evidence that managers did anything criminal.
And this is not the only investigation into actions around the whole financial crisis. What have those investigations turned up?
Well, the government did bring charges against two former Bear Stearns hedge fund managers, but at trial, they were acquitted. Prosecutors are still trying, though. They're still considering filing civil charges against AIG. And the Securities and Exchange Commission filed civil charges against Goldman Sachs last month. Also, there have been reports about investigations into other investment banks as well.
It's Marketplace's Janet Babin. Thank you.
Welcome.
Now, let us do the numbers. Looks like world markets are picking up where Wall Street ended the week on Friday, headed upward. Stocks are up in both Europe and Asia. China's president is meeting in Beijing with Secretary of State Clinton and Treasury Secretary Geithner today. The U.S. is hoping China can cool off its superheated growth without throwing icy water on the whole world economy. The Dow stands at 10,193. As of the end of Friday. A one-man business story is playing out in the NBA, where Cleveland Cavaliers star LeBron James is set to become a free agent. Other teams are lining up to lure him away, and the Cavaliers are working creatively to keep King James where he is. Marketplace's Jill Barshe has that.
Please say LeBron, we really need you.
That's a new music video in which Ohio's governor, Ted Strickland, is begging LeBron James to stay in Cleveland. Paul Swangard runs a sports marketing program at the University of Oregon. He says Cleveland's desperate to keep LeBron's star power. He fills stadiums, boosts television ratings, and brings in oodles of corporate sponsorships.
It could be tens of millions of dollars in franchise value that just sort of vanishes, you know, the day LeBron steps on a plane to a new market.
And plenty of other cities are jockeying for LeBron. Cleveland may outbid them, but Swangard says LeBron might take a smaller paycheck for a team that can bring him a championship ring, the one thing he still lacks.
He understands that his marketability can be ratcheted to a whole new level with a larger market to provide a, you know, a stronger platform for him.
LeBron is often compared to another global marketing icon, Michael Jordan. And one of LeBron's top suitors is the Chicago Bulls, Michael Jordan's former team. I'm Jill Barshe from Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by The Economist, covering news and ideas from around the world and the connections between them. The Economist, on newsstands, in bookstores, and at economist.com. By Citrix, offering GoToMeeting, allowing people to present, demonstrate, and train online. More at gotomeeting.com/market. And by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, working to strengthen America by empowering more young people to achieve educational success beyond high school.
You know, the housing slump has not just affected the average American. Eddie Murphy has been trying to sell his New Jersey mansion for 5 years, and he's knocked $15 million off the price tag. Poor Nicolas Cage tried to sell his Bel Air home for $35 million, couldn't find a buyer, put it up for auction starting at $10 million, and got no bids. Cash Peters explains, luxury homeowners have had a hard time admitting their dream home could possibly be worth less than they think it is.
Really, it's textbook stuff. Panic selling 101. As the market plunges, ordinary people who want to get rid of their houses lower the price and take what they can.
Well, they have to. They don't have any money. They'll lose the house anyway, so they do panic and take the loss.
Exactly. A lot of rich people, on the other hand, because they're well padded, I guess, refuse to lower their price.
Bernice Gershon is like the empress of Beverly Hills real estate. And she'll tell you, wealthy sellers can drive you nuts.
They don't always listen. They have minds of their own, and they just hang on and hang on and hang on, and there's nothing you can do to change them.
Yeah, great. Meanwhile, the price plummets, and the house is worth way, way less than they paid for it. So is it because they're stinking rich, or reckless, or just plain... Well, you know, Chris Thornburg's a financial analyst.
Frankly, no one's ever accused the Hollywood elite of being, shall we say, financial experts on this sort of stuff.
Are they dim, really, when it comes to something like finance and property?
Two words. Nicolas Cage.
Okay, point taken. But there's another factor, too.
Human beings are loath to acknowledge losses. The disposition of the asset brings home the pain of loss, if you will.
Okay, so who are we talking about exactly? Lynn Beavers is Realtors of the Stars in L.A. Which celebrities are stubbornly and illogically hanging onto their homes, Lynn?
Well, a lot of them. But a lot of them that are really smart and have really smart business managers are selling these places.
Name one.
I can't really name one.
Oh, come on, I just insist you do.
I don't want to.
Rats. What is it with people and professional ethics? Anyway, according to Chris Thornburg, if you're underwater currently, then sitting tight, which is what got you into trouble in the first place, might now be the only thing that gets you out of it.
Prices today are low, and they will bounce back over the course of the next few years. And in that case, it's probably an asset worth hanging on to. Yeah, let's paraphrase Tolstoy. Every homeowner with equity is basically the same, and every underwater homeowner is miserable in their own distinct way, if you will.
Tolstoy wrote that.
I think something like that, right?
Well, whatever you say. In Los Angeles... I know, but what can you do? In Los Angeles, I'm Cash Peters for Marketplace.
And finally, last night ABC gave us the finale of its blockbuster series Lost. For six seasons, obsessed Americans have demanded answers to the mystery of the plane crash on a powerful island. And last night, ABC delivered a stunner. It turns out none of it ever happened. It was only a TV show. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.